Wake up, everyone. It's time for the Steve Noble Show, where biblical Christianity meets the everyday issues of life in your home, at work, and even in politics. Steve is an ordinary man who believes in an extraordinary God, and on his show, there's plenty of grace and lots of truth, but no sacred cows. Call Steve now at 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Or check him out online at thestevenobleshow.com. And now, here's your host, Steve Noble.
Black Lives Matter is a cash cow. The situation is a cash cow. There's tons of money. June 2nd, the collective action day that was known as Blackout Tuesday, Act Blue, which I'm going to explain here in a minute, doubled what had been before this month. It's one-day record, raising $41 million in 24 hours. $41 million in 24 hours. Hey, good afternoon. This is Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Bail funds alone have received $90 million. Do you think with the relatively small number of arrests as a result of the protests, looting, and rioting around the country, do you think that the bail money required, and then in places like New York where you no longer have to post bail to get out of jail because, you know, that's so stupid, $90 million. So we've got a bunch of information out there, a bunch of money flying around. Where's it going? What's it being used for? Who's making the money? How are they getting it? And this is kind of like 9/11. So let's go back to September of 2001 when 9/11 occurred. And then literally within days, one of the things that happened, there's a lot of similarities here. So stick with me. One of the things that happened, do you remember, was what can I do? We were just attacked by Muslim extremists. I would call them Muslim fundamentalists. We were just attacked. We have about 3,000 people. We thought it was more than that. The Twin Towers are down. The Pentagon's been attacked. They were trying to fly another plane into D.C. to hit the Capitol or the White House. Who knows what? And so I have to do something. I have to be a part of this. I have to do something. And that's essentially what's going on right now in the Black Lives Matter movement around the country. And so there's a lot of I of course, believe that Black Lives Matter, but I won't hashtag Black Lives Matter. I don't know that after what I'm learning, I don't know that I'll even utter it much anymore, which I know is like cancel culture. Now, I'm a pretty small fish, but maybe they'll show up knocking on my door because there's things going on here. There's a big sale. Okay, I'm going to try to explain all this so everybody understands. And let me tell you the reason I'm doing this. I was sent as I am every day. And for those of you that are sending me stuff on Facebook Live, please don't take this as a knock. I pretty much look at everything that I get sent. And when you do something like I do, you get sent a lot of things, a lot of videos, a lot of articles, this, that, and the other thing. So one thing that I saw today, which I've seen before, is what's the deal with Black Lives Matter? Because when you go to the Black Lives Matter website, which I'm there right now, okay, I go to the Black Lives Matter website, blacklivesmatter.com. I'm not suggesting you go there because you need to know what they stand for, which I'll tell you in a minute. Then you click on the donate button, and I got several videos about this, okay? You click on the donate button, and then you notice that it takes you to a donate page. Still says Black Lives Matter, but when you look up above in the address panel, it says secure.actblue.com. So what is Act Blue? Now, because I've been in the nonprofit world for a while myself, I know there's all kinds of ways out there that you could say we're going to raise money for the radio show, and we need to do that, by the way, but I'm not going to talk about that right now. We do have some needs that are kind of imminent that I'll share probably later this week or next week. But you find out, okay, we want to raise money. Great. How do we do that? How do we collect payments? People can mail a check, of course, but most of us don't do that anymore. We do it online. So you have to find different sources online, different vendors online that can receive payments for you. And then process it for you. Make sure if you're a 501c3 like your church is, and those are tax deductible, that stuff's being accounted for. That's what you're supposed to do, okay? So that's what Act Blue does. That's what they do. That's what that website is, okay? Act Blue. So people are acting like, because when you go check out the Act Blue information, you dive in there and you get to their website and you can find different ways to get this information. You look at their expenditures for the 2020 election cycle, okay? Expenditures. And you're sitting there going, whoa, these are really big numbers. For example, contributions to federal candidates just this year that have flowed through Act Blue, $1 billion with a B. Contribution to committees, $173 million. Contributions to national parties, $118 million. Contributions to joint fundraising committees. Contributions to state and local parties, $21 million. You sit there and go, whoa, so people have, because everybody's a journalist now and everybody's a reporter and everybody's got access to the internet, people have said, oh, look at all this money that's coming in. It's actually going through Axe Blue, and Axe Blue is spending all this Black Lives Matter money, like $1 billion. Okay, hold on a second. Black Lives Matter is not raising $1 billion yet, okay? So Act Blue is kind of like PayPal. Act Blue is a platform they work with. This is for liberal-leaning organizations, okay? You're not going to go find Focus on the Family or Family Research Council or the Steve Noble Show in there. These guys cater to the left. So they raise huge money for the left. So it's all these different left organizations partner with Act Blue, and that's the pass-through to get the money back to their organization as they take donations. Okay, so this money isn't Black Lives Matter money. A portion of it is, but not all of it. Okay, so that's, I appreciate the zeal, I appreciate the work, and people are tracking down on the internet, and they're going from one site to the next, and they're looking up information. That's all good. Everybody should be doing that, okay? Maybe some of you guys got the same exact email or videos of different people doing this, what looks to be good investigative journalism, except it's not. It's partially good, but then the conclusions are wrong. So Black Lives Matter is not distributing $1 billion to Democrat candidates at the federal level. $1 billion is being distributed through Act Blue, but it's not Black Lives Matter. So we have to take a broad approach, and then we have to go down and drill down and look at what's going on with Black Lives Matter and the movement. So pastors are talking Black Lives Matter. The president of the Southern Baptist Convention is talking Black Lives Matter. All kinds of people are talking Black Lives Matter. And right now we're in a situation in America where if you refuse to say Black Lives Matter, you're obviously a member of the KKK, which would by definition make you a Democrat. But that's history, and we don't necessarily need to go there because we don't want to pay any attention to history, right? I prefer ignorance. At least that's the way it looks is the national motto these days. Ignorance. In ignorance we trust. So you got to just stick with me here, okay? So when we say this, back to this big sale, and I'm going to take three segments to do this. We're going to talk to David Fisher because we have to do a Money Monday update at the end of the show. But these three segments, I'm going to unpack all this so you'll understand why I'm not going to be, other than my job here on the air and trying to communicate and educate and get away from ignorance for as many people as I can, why we should be very careful to be pushing the phrase Black Lives Matter, because that is a big sale that's catching a lot of wind, and that wind also includes benefiting the Black Lives Matter organization. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. Good to be with you today, just trying to educate all of us as to what's going on with all the money that's flying around as a result of Black Lives Matter movement in general, the Black Lives Matter organization, which I'll tell you some of their beliefs here in a second. The bail bonds movement, as the protests started and arrests started, they've raised $90 million. Bail funds alone have raised $90 million. Do you actually think, like in New York, where you don't even have to post bail to get out anymore, do you really think they've spent $90 million on bail across the country? Of course they haven't. So where's this money going? And that's just in bail funds alone. Since George Floyd's murder, $90 million. There's money flying all over the place. So what I'm trying to do today is unpack for you when we say black or white, Asian, Hispanic, whatever you happen to be, when you say Black Lives Matter, you're blowing a little bit of wind into the sails of the movement, some of the movement where it's pure and biblical and out of love and justice and a concern, if it's Micah 6:8, then okay. But there's a whole lot in here that is not, that is godless, that wants what you see in Seattle, their little autonomous zone, to be the norm. They want to get rid of the police. They're very pro-transgender, pro-homosexual. That's in there. And when we join the chorus saying Black Lives Matter, it continues to pump wind into that sail. And one of the organizations that's benefiting from that is the Black Lives Matter organization itself. That's the one with the black and the red and the yellow and the white on their homepage, blacklivesmatter.com. So if you're like, hey, man, I need to give to something, kind of like 9/11. I want to help get rid of racism. I want to deal with police brutality. I want to help. I'm going to give someone $30. I'll give $100. Whatever. Where do I go? Oh, yeah, Black Lives Matter. I'm going to go there. And then you go to Black Lives Matter, and right on the homepage, everything's yellow and white, except for this one little button in the upper right that says donate. So you click that and you donate, okay? So do you see my point that the overall sail, like a sailboat, Black Lives Matter catching all this wind from the movement and what's going on in our country right now is then benefiting every organization that's attached to that sail? And the number one organization that's attached to that sale shares the same name, Black Lives Matter, which is why, like J.D. Greer, who's the president of the Southern Baptist Convention, said, listen, of course Black Lives Matter. I believe Black Lives Matter. However, I don't support the organization, which is radical, leftist, anti-biblical in many, many ways. Okay, anti-American in many, many ways. So you have to parse the two. What I'm saying is you can't do that. When you're chanting Black Lives Matter, you are unwittingly, in most cases, unknowingly blowing wind into a sail that's also attached to the boat known as the Black Lives Matter organization, which believes some of these things. This is right off their website. We are guided by the fact that all Black Lives Matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression. Hold on. What? Black Lives Matter is leading with gender issues because there's three women that started it, two of which I think are lesbians. Sexual identity, gender expression, that's leading the pack. And then economic status, ability, disability, religious beliefs or disbeliefs, immigration status or location. We make space, next point, for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. So does this sound like it's about racial equality or transgenderism and homosexuality? We are self-reflexive and do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege. Whoa, wait a minute. I thought it was white privilege. No, here it's cisgender privilege. Do you know what cisgender is? Let me help you. Let me bring you out of your ignorance so you can get woke. Okay, cisgender means that you still identify with the sex of your birth. Any outie. If you're an outie, which makes you a male, and you still consider yourself to be a male, you're cisgender, okay? You identify with the sex of your birth. If you're an innie, female, and you still identify as a female, you're cisgendered as well, okay? We are self-reflexive and do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege and uplift Black trans folk, especially Black trans women who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence. Does this sound like an organization that's primary purpose is dealing with racism? There's another one. We build a space that affirms Black women and is free from sexism, misogyny, and environments in which men are centered. We make our spaces family friendly, kind of like a gay pride parade, and enable parents to fully participate with their children. Listen to this. We dismantle the patriarchal practice that requires mothers to work double shifts so that they can mother in private, even as they participate in public justice work. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirements by supporting each other as extended families and villages, thank you, Hillary, that collectively care for one another, especially our children, to the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. There's another point. We foster a queer-affirming network. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking. That's your heteronormative thinking. Audi's a man and he's a woman, okay? Or rather, the belief that all in the world are heterosexual, unless he or she or they disclose otherwise. What? And then, by the way, Black Lives Matter, totally down with the abortion industry, which is why Planned Parenthood supports Black Lives Matter, and Black Lives Matter cooperates and associates with all these different abortion industry groups, okay? So when you're saying Black Lives Matter, you're blowing wind into that sail, and that sail is partially attached to the ship that is blacklivesmatter.com. Okay? See the problem there? So then you get stuff like this. K-pop. You ever heard of them? Of course you haven't. This is a South Korean boy band. Okay? K-pop. Really big. So here's an article. K-pop's BTS, that's their organization, donated $1 million to Black Lives Matter. Its fans army matched it in a day. And now John Cena's on board. Wow, great. When news came out Saturday that BTS and their record label Big Hit Entertainment had donated $1 million to support the Black Lives Matter campaign, amid worldwide protests against racism and police brutality, their fans decided to match it, and match it they did in just over a day. BTS tweeted its support for Black Lives Matter to its 26.3 million followers a day prior in a post that said in both Korean and English, "We stand together against racial discrimination. We condemn violence. You, I, and we all have the right to be respected. We will stand together. Hashtag Black Lives Matter." Donations were tracked via the BTS fan-based charity fundraising group One in an Army, which had organized several prior fan events. They had already begun fundraising for Black Lives Matter in early June, and its donation platform via Act Blue Charities, there they are again, allows contributions to be split between 14 different African-American and social justice organizations, including, now listen, $2 million these guys raised. The boy band puts $1 million in. Their fans put another million in. And they raised $2 million, like, that. Snap. Boom. $2 million. And where's that going? Well, it flows through Act Blue Charities and goes to these affiliated Black Lives Matter organizations, but primarily Black Lives Matter Global Network, which is the group I already told you, which they lead with gender and homosexuality in most of their points on their about page. Here's what we are. Here's what we believe. So you got them, the NAACP, the ACLU, the National Police Accountability Project, Color of Change, and the Marshall Fund, and several others. And over and over and over it goes. Wait till I come back. There's more money flowing. So there's people getting rich, like Al Sharpton, who jumps on his private jet. How he pays for that stuff, I have no idea, since, you know, he's a Reverend Al Sharpton. But there's money flowing, and every time we say Black Lives Matter, we drive the number up. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show, trying to make the case today, which I'm obviously a racist, because I'm trying to make the case that I think it's very dangerous for us right now, for Americans right now, to be chanting Black Lives Matter, posting it, even though, hey, Steve, do Black Lives Matter? Now my answer is going to be, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. What do you think my answer is? Yes, of course. Well, why won't you say it? Because the Black Lives Matter sale is giant. It's pulling in all kinds of money. And one of the boats that it's attached to is the actual Black Lives Matter organization, which is about as godless and anti-biblical as it can be. Really, when you keep reading through the Black Lives Matter website and you keep looking at these points, all Black Lives Matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression. We make space for transgender brothers and sisters. We want to dismantle cisgender privilege. We build a space that affirms black women and is free from sexism, misogyny, and environments in which men are centered. Black women, black men have a much bigger issue because they're not in the homes. This is a huge problem. It's heartbreaking. By the way, we talked to Walter Strickland from the seminary last Thursday, and both of us, in one way or another, got to the point that as you see these things, you watch what's happening in Seattle, protests, looting, whatever, our first reaction should be to lament, brokenheartedness, like Jesus wept, okay? We build a space that affirms black women. Okay, what about black men? We make our spaces family-friendly and enable parents to fully participate. We dismantle the patriarchal practice, men-centered again. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family. We foster a queer-affirming network. That's Black Lives Matter, BLM, the organization. So when we say Black Lives Matter, like I'm trying to make this point, I hope this makes sense to you, that we're blowing wind into that sail, and here's what's resulting from that. Racial justice groups flooded with millions in donations in wake of Floyd death. Progressive and racial justice groups have seen a cascade of donations since George Floyd's death. In the ensuing protests, bail funds alone have received $90 million. So I'm asking the same questions that Bill O'Reilly asked after 9/11, when hundreds of millions of dollars are flowing in because we want to help. I want to be a part of this. I want to be a part of the solution. Whether that's virtue signaling is between you and your creator. Virtue signaling being, hey, I just want to look like I'm a virtuous person, so I'm going to show up at a protest. I'm not really going to change my life. I'm not in this long term. But I'm going to say something, post something, tweet something, and I look like I care. That's a virtue signal, okay? And so money just flying, because people are like, yeah, this is terrible. 8 minutes and 46 seconds. The guy had his knee on George Floyd's neck. George Floyd dies. He killed him. I got to do something about it. Kind of like 9/11. Money has come in so fast from this article and so unexpectedly that some groups even began to turn away and redirect donors elsewhere. Others said they still could not yet account for how much had arrived. Whoa! A deluge of online donations has washed over organizations big and small, from legacy civil rights groups to self-declared abolitionists seeking to defund the police. Act Blue, the leading site to process online donations for Democratic causes and campaigns, has experienced its busiest period since its founding in 2004, far surpassing even the highest peaks of the 2020 presidential primary season. The site's four biggest days ever, listen to this, came consecutively this month as it processed more than $250 million to various progressive causes and candidates in two-plus weeks, according to New York Times analysis of the site's donation tracker. And on June 2nd, the collective action day that was known as Blackout Tuesday, ActBlue doubled what had been before the month in one day, its one-day record, raising $41 million in 24 hours. Is it a moment or is it a movement? I'm feeling like it's a movement, said Mark Morial, president of the National Urban League. It's organic and spontaneous and global. At the forefront of the giving wave were bail funds, as millions of Americans spontaneously gave money to ensure that any protesters who were arrested in clashes with the police got out of jail quickly. Leaders of two national networks said bail funds had received a combined $90 million over 2 weeks. An astonishingly large sum for a cause that has operated at the periphery of politics until only recently. Where's that $90 million going? Do you really think they've spent $90 million bailing protesters out of jail? That's ridiculous. Where's the money? What's it going to? Who's it going to? Some of the leading black and racial justice groups declined to comment on the scope of their windfalls, including the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund and, ding, 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 the Black Lives Matter Global Network, whose name became a national rallying cry. Quote, "This is a watershed moment for all black-led organizations," said Kaylee Scales, managing director of the Black Lives Matter Global Network, who did reveal that one of her group's online petitions alone had raised $5 million. Quote, "It is the moment when our allies and individuals have joined our call for justice. It is also," she added, "a time of mixed emotions after the killing of Mr. Floyd and other black Americans that," quote, "brought people around the globe to their knees." Another person familiar with the group's fundraising said it had raised $10 million just on Blackout Tuesday. Ms. Scales declined to comment on that figure. Ms. Scales, by the way, is one of the founders of Black Lives Matter. Total radical, pro-LGBTQ agenda, pro-transgenderism, anti-biblical family, anti-men. How can a Black Lives Matter organization be anti-men? When what we need to see in the African-American community, God willing, is a resurgence of the black man and the family, leading his family, being at home. That's what we need to see and pray for, a resurgence of the resurgence of the black male leader in the home, in the neighborhood, in the community. In Brooklyn, New York, a bail fund received $1.8 million for 50,000 contributors in only 24 hours. Crowdsourced memorial funds for the families of Mr. Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery, who was gunned down this year in Georgia, and Breonna Taylor, who was killed by the police inside her home in Louisville, Kentucky, have amassed more than $23 million. The Floyd Memorial broke GoFundMe's record for most contributions with nearly 500,000 individual contributions. Where's this money going? How are people managing this? The Minnesota Freedom Fund, a cash bail fund, raised a stunning $20 million in 4 days at the end of May before redirecting donors elsewhere. The $30 million total haul is nearly 300 times what it raised in previous full-year tax filing. And some of this money, tens of millions of dollars, is going to the Black Lives Matter organization and its affiliate groups. Almost all are radical, and they're very pro-abortion. So whenever we cry out Black Lives Matter, which my soul agrees with because everybody's made in the image of God. And so what do you say instead of that? This is now massive social pressure. Massive. That you, if you don't say it, you're obviously a racist. Hey, why didn't you do Blackout Tuesday? What's your problem? Why didn't you get on board? Because I don't want to blow any wind into a sail that gets filtered down into radical, anti-biblical, anti-family, anti-gender, anti-biblical, anti-God. organizations like Black Lives Matter itself. It's kind of like, this is the challenge we have. This is a little bit different, is it, than why you don't shop at Starbucks anymore? Because Starbucks, some of their money they spend on the homosexual agenda and advancing gay causes. So you say, I'm not going to buy my coffee at Starbucks anymore. Okay. But this is different. That's an individual organization. It's just a coffee choice. This is a national and now international movement that, by the way, has spawned lawlessness with the rioting, the looting, the vandalizing. Now we're into the Confederate statues. They're pulling down statues that actually for black heroes from the Civil War because they don't know any better because they're ignorant. And then they're saying, hey, we're going to do these six blocks here in Seattle any old way we want. Lawlessness. What's happening in Paris, London, other parts around the world? Lawlessness. Oh, yeah, what's that guy's name that comes back that's part of the end times? What's his name? Oh, that's right. The man of lawlessness. So, okay, look at all this stuff. Now, I'm not saying for one second that this isn't a cause that needs to be dealt with, because obviously it is. But just like Jesus said, the poor you will have with you always. Racism we will have with us always. Unjust practices we will have with us always until he comes back and settles every account and establishes his kingdom on earth. Then injustice will be eliminated. But that doesn't mean we sit around and he said, do you think the Bible would actually agree with you if you said, well, Jesus said the poor you'll have with you always, so don't really worry about it. Don't worry about it. They're going to be here until he comes back, so we don't need to worry about it. Yes, we do. Because every single person on the planet's made in the image of God. They all have inestimable worth, whatever their skin color, whatever their level of intelligence, whatever they have or don't have. Everybody's got equal worth in the face of God. So we have to get involved with all that. We have to care for our neighbor. But I am not going to add my shoulder to something that then, as it funnels down, benefits these radical, radical anti-God, anti-family, anti-gender organizations. Just not. So if I won't chant Black Lives Matter, you want to call me a racist? Go ahead. You don't know my heart. The God of the universe does, so I don't have to worry about it. I don't have to worry about your opinion. I have to worry about his. And then judge me by my actions, the way I treat people, what I try to do to help. Okay. When we come back, we'll do a Money Monday update. Cheers. This is Steve Noble. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's Steve Noble, the Steve Noble Show. We were talking about all the literally at this point, hundreds of millions coming in as a result of what's been going on since George Floyd's murder and Black Lives Matter movement and the organization and a lot of radical, godless organizations that are reaping all kinds of windfalls. And so we're talking about money there. We're going to continue to talk. By the way, just like with some friends on Facebook Live, listen, if you think you're going to be able to solve a significant chunk of all of this, whether you want to talk about the police situation, whether you want to talk about quote-unquote systemic racism, you want to talk about racism in general, you want to talk about police brutality, and you think the right hashtag, the right Facebook Live, the right video, the right meme, the right thing on YouTube is going to solve it, you're going to hit a home run, you're not. I said this before, I'm going to say it again. Just like Jesus said, the poor you will have with you always. Racism will exist. Inequity will exist. Injustice will exist until he comes back and sets it all right. But that doesn't get any of us off the hook. Because we should cry out for justice and mercy. Micah 6:8. It's all over the scriptures. Injustice is anti-God when justice is based on and in alignment with his word. But know that this is a conversation. It goes on. The fight goes on. It's just like the fight over your sin or my sin. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So you fight knowing that only the author and perfecter and finisher of our faith will actually solve all this. It's like peace in the Middle East, okay? So stay in the conversation. Stay prayerful. Stay diligent. And read. Don't just react. And don't be ruled by your emotions either. So we're going to move from that and continue to talk about one other thing that's being affected, especially by COVID-19 and all these other situations in a rocky, rocky world. A little Money Monday update with our good friend David Fisher from Landmark Capital. LandmarkGold.com, as always. David, how are you?
I'm doing fairly good. You know, it's kind of a little bit of blue day. When I just heard what you said, it kind of reinforced what I've been feeling. It's like, where do I start? Where do I go? How can I make a change, you know? Yeah. All those things with the things that I hear financially that are happening, and then thrown on top of it that we deal with a race issue, and I hear people on the news, and I don't want to throw stones at people saying we don't have those issues. It infuriates me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, how do you not see that?
Yeah, generally multimillionaire white people saying we don't have a race issue. I'm like, really? Jeez.
Not to throw stones, but it was a person representing President Trump and his economic team, and he couldn't quite get his arms around why there's this big gap between blacks and whites in income. Disparaging.
Yeah, so I mean, don't run away from it like it doesn't exist. That's just ignorance on the other end of the dial, but I appreciate you saying that. Let's start where we always need to start. This is something for us Christians, and especially now, whether we're talking COVID-19, what's going on with the economy and the markets, which we'll spend a little time with David now. What's going on with the George Floyd situation, police situation? Let's make sure we're staying in God's word and staying in prayer, because that is the rock. You want to build your house on Fox News or CNN or some other personality? Go ahead. But that's sand. So let's start with the rock of our salvation, which is the Lord, and which, of course, is the word. So let's go there first. 2 Corinthians 12:9. Take it away.
Here. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. Sometimes we all have a blue day, and I kind of had one of those today, and then I kind of spiritually, mentally, psychologically, not physically, slapped myself and said, wake up. You are the salt and the light of the earth. And whatever, just a lot of things were thrown at me today. I'm not complaining. I'm just being transparent so that maybe I can help someone else that might be going through the same thing. That's all. I said to myself, yeah, you have a lot of things going on your plate, but whatever that is, God's grace is sufficient.
Yeah,
and in my inability to juggle all the balls in the air, and then hear a report that I just mentioned earlier that takes me to a place it just makes me upset with what's going on in the country, how do we move? I asked myself this question, how do I move from where that feeling gets generated to resting in the Lord and being not just resting and doing nothing, being active and in the gospel of Jesus Christ and being active and not focusing on me, but what is going on in the other person's life that I'm either talking to on the phone or who's hearing my voice right now or is in my office who's needing, you know, maybe some prayers that they're going through a big trial and mine is just nothing. So today I was just kind of brought back to the rock that his grace is sufficient. Amen. No matter what it is.
No matter what. Yeah, and from our lofty perch as successful Caucasians to the lowest perch, the lowest rung on the ladder, in struggles because of your skin color and where you were grown, where you were raised, and where you were born, God's grace is sufficient for all of that, and we all need to remember that and show some grace for each other too as well. It's such a great point. Well, the markets, wow. I mean, again, you look at the charts, and this looks like a great ride at an amusement park, but down what? Like 1,800 on Friday and up about 157 today, just crazy. So give us an update on that.
And down we had a 1,000-point swing today from being down 700 to now up. So the numbers are, it is a roller coaster ride, Steve. Year to date, these are Friday's numbers, close of Friday. The Dow is down still 7.1%, even though it's gone up 36%. S&P down 6.3%. NASDAQ is up 6%. And gold is the winner at 14.1% up. Silver down 1.7%. So it's just a Roller coaster ride is definitely that, and it is going to be more of that probably, I would think.
Now, so with these major swings like that, I mean, just the last 2 days of training today and then on Friday, is that why is that happening? Because it looks like COVID-19, even though we're not talking about it much, and you can't go to church with 50 people or go somewhere else with 100 people, but you can go march with 10,000 people, and that's just fine. But the COVID-19 situation, that seems to have a direct impact, because there was the scare on Friday about COVID-19 cases are going up. We're gonna have a peaking again. So kind of what's the explanation behind it, or is there more to it?
Well, it's more to than that. That's the 760 point being down at the Open, and then, you know, the swing upward today. The Calvary came in. The Fed came to the rescue by not only buying what they were buying before, bonds and ETFs, but today they announced they're going to buy individual corporate bonds. So we continue to see, when the market is down, the behavior of the Fed being the Calvary confirms, you know, obviously we don't have free markets, but we see all kinds of dichotomies happening. We're missing, you know, people are saying, I'm missing out on the rally. I missed out on it, and I got to jump in, you know. And then there's the flip side, that the rally is extended, it's overvalued, and maybe I should pull back. And there's this push-me-pull-you thing going on. The markets are strange and unpredictable. Even the best analysts are saying it's very strange and unpredictable. Yeah. I mean, take Hertz. Did you hear the news about Hertz? You've probably been following that a little bit. But for those that have not heard this, Hertz went into bankruptcy a few weeks ago. Last week, they asked the judge, U.S. court bankruptcy judge in Delaware, if they could sell $500 million in stocks to raise money in bankruptcy. The stock soars 50% in the day. We have 4 days consecutively where it's up a total of 230% in 4 days. And then on Friday, they had received approval by the bankruptcy judge to not just $500 million, but $1 billion in debt of stock they can release. And Hertz announces today that their equity shareholders might not get anything for their stock, and the stock falls 19%. And so here this is bankruptcy, and they're doing these kind of behavior. We live in a very strange financial environment. I've never seen anything close resembling it.
Yeah, and that's why we kind of beat the drum on this often, and pretty much every week that we talk together, is diversification. That's so, so important, so that you're not completely exposed in one way. So it's stocks, it's precious metals, it's real estate, it's cash, and a lot of people are like, oh, it's just cash, don't do it. But we need to be diversified. Otherwise, you're putting up a huge, I was talking about sales for most of the show today. You're putting up a huge sale that's way too susceptible to this kind of crazy market fluctuation, and you got to have some ballast. You got to have a keel underneath the boat.
Yeah, absolutely. And here we have last Friday, Scott Minard talked about that. He said that the S&P could pull back. And this is a billionaire who's I've quoted many times. He said the S&P could go back to $1,600 level by the end of the year. He also told investors, you got to buy gold and silver in this environment to protect yourself against this expansion of the debt in the monetary system. And today, Lee Cooperman, another billionaire on CNBC, said, we haven't even addressed the real underlying problem of it, which is the major one. He says, our debt. He says, here's his number, and I was blown away. I didn't think it was this high. He said, there's $1 trillion budget deficit before COVID. Now we're at $4 trillion, and it's going to get worse. And you got to get protected, get some gold and silver.
How can people get more information? Because it takes a little bit. You got to do some work. You got to do some research. You got to have a conversation so that you understand its use in a portfolio. But how do they do that, David?
Education is imperative. Call us 844-879-8882 or go to our website, landmarkgold.com.
Appreciate you, brother. God bless you. Thanks for sharing so much today. Always great to talk with you. Thanks for helping us.
Likewise, my friend. God bless you in America.
God bless you too. God bless you. We'll talk again real soon. Back tomorrow. We're going to walk away from all the news of the day. A good friend of mine, Dr. Bob Record, will be here tomorrow. We're going to do the whole show on dads and dad wounds, and the need for good fathering, and obviously the impact of that on our nation has been horrendous. This is Steve Noble on The Steve Noble Show. God willing, we'll talk to you again real soon.